With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Dallas Police Department is mourning the death of one of its officers and hoping another recovers.
Our department is hurting.
Dallas Police spokeswoman Kristen Lauman on KDFW with details about the Thursday night shooting in a community center parking lot. The first officer was found shot with lethal injuries inside his cruiser.
Responding officers then exchanged gunfire with the suspect. And two officers were shot.
Lauman says the suspect then fled, driving about 25 miles north of Dallas, where the pursuit ended in Lewisville.
Dallas police officers then shot at the suspect, fired at the suspect, and he died at that scene.
The department is still investigating a possible motive. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There's new evidence President Biden knew ahead of time the humanitarian pier in Gaza would fail, but went ahead with a $230 million project just the same. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
A new Inspector General report shows the president moved ahead with construction, despite being warned by U.S. staff it would fail as a result of rough seas and other logistical problems. Despite the warnings, Biden insisted the structure be built, an apparent effort to follow through on the promise he made during his State of the Union speech. The warnings, however, proved to be well-founded. The pier survived only 20 days and delivered just a third of its intended cargo. Humanitarian groups pulled out due to the ongoing threat of Hamas terrorist attacks. Bob Agnew reporting.
An inflation measure closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remained low last month, extending a trend of cooling price increases. It clears the way for the Fed to start cutting its key interest rate next month for the first time in 4.5 years. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 228 points. The Nasdaq rose 197. This is SRN News. A member of Congress tries to settle the question of gender.
Illinois Republican Mary Miller has introduced the Defining Male and Female Act, which would require that the two sexes be defined strictly according to biology, not anything else. Democrats will probably block the legislation, and President Biden would certainly veto it if it gets that far. But Republicans at least want to get everybody on the record. One wonders if the founders could have ever imagined that Congress would one day need to try and establish who the boys and girls are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hot-button social issues will be on the ballot in scores of states this fall. At least 9 states will consider constitutional amendments that would enshrine abortion. Nebraska is the only state with a competing pro-life measure. A proposed West Virginia amendment would prohibit physician-assisted suicide. Voters in Florida, North Dakota, and South Dakota will decide whether to legalize marijuana. This is SRN News. The Israeli military says it has killed the head of the Palestinian armed group Hamas in Jenin and 2 other fighters as a major operation continues for a third day in the north of the occupied West Bank.
Israel says it's for counterterrorism purposes. And we know that from witnesses, Israeli troops seem to have pulled out of one of the cities, which was a main focus of attention, Tulkarm, in the north of the West Bank. And now attention seems to be really just focused on Jenin. And I've had colleagues there telling me that they can hear sporadic gunfire and explosions that have been going on.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reporting. Venezuelans awoke Friday to a major power outage in the capital of Caracas in several states. President Nicolas Maduro's government blamed the outage, which it said began about 4:50 a.m. on electrical sabotage. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.